What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my lovely voice, I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, like myself, 6 years strong, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about why do narcissists, some narcissists, a lot of narcissists, dislike or hate your friends and family, anybody that's close to you. So before you hop into today's episode, y'all, make sure you subscribe to my newsletter / email list to stay updated on what's coming next. I have a kid's book that's being released in the next week or so, my own personal book. I have some self-love courses, and then some other things that are coming out as well, y'all. Meetups, in-person workshops, all the other good stuff. The link is in the description of every single video that I do and podcast that I do. But y'all, thank y'all so much. So
this episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I think this is the easiest thing to say, y'all. A lot of narcissists hate your friends and family because they are your friends and family. Because a lot of narcissistic people want to be your main source of validation, your main source of support, they want to be your main supply. You see what I'm saying? They want to make sure that you don't have a support system a lot of times, because your friends and family can be fooled sometimes. Like, sometimes the narcissist has your friends and family fooled about who they really are. Like, who is really the aggressor in this relationship space? Who is treating who badly? Who's the good person? Who's not the good person? Sometimes they can trick your family and friends, y'all. But not all the time. When your friends and family can see through the facade that that narcissistic person is portraying to the world, then that's when things start to get a little slippery. A little slippery slope type stuff right there. They don't want you around that, especially if you are venting to your friends and family. If they do something bad to you and you run and tell your mom, or you run and tell your dad, or you tell your best friend, or whoever you decide to tell, they hold that against you. They absolutely hold that against you. No equivocation, no forgive. Y'all, they gonna hold that against you. We gotta keep things private. Why you telling everybody all our business? Now, they can tell whoever they want to tell. The narcissist can tell whoever they want to tell your business, right? But you can't. That's part of the double standards that exist in these toxic relationship spaces, y'all. But you can't do it. And you know you can't do it. You're not allowed to do it, because that's against the rules and boundaries that the narcissist sets. You know, the narcissist can set boundaries. You can't. While you're in these relationships with them. But yeah, if you have vented to your friends and family and you have sullied their view of the narcissist, then guess what? That narcissist doesn't want to be around him anymore because of the shame that comes along with that. They know who I really am, or they have, at least they have an idea of who I really am, and I no longer want to be around them. So a lot of times that narcissist or toxic person you're dealing with is going to try to force you. A lot of times they'll give you an ultimatum. A lot of times they don't want to be around your friends and family, and they'll force you not to be around your friends and family. They'll just say, hey, look, they don't like me, so I'm not going to be around them. I'm not going to be around anybody who doesn't like me. I don't want to be around people who don't care about me, who do this, who do that. They are going to say and do things like that, y'all, that make you feel a certain type of way. You know what I mean? They're going to say things that make you feel like it's your fault because you told them something. They're going to make it seem like it's your fault. So a lot of times, if you're in love, or if you are in love with this person, addicted to this person, obsessed with this person, or trauma bonded to this person, you're going to pick that narcissist over your friends and family. You do. It happens all the time, y'all. Over the last few years, I've talked to literally thousands of people who have cut off their friends and family, or who friends and family have cut them off because they are in a toxic relationship. I've said this before, y'all, but when you're in a relationship with a narcissist, it's damn near like being in a small little cult. The cult is whatever the address of the cult is, whatever address y'all meet at the most. Your house, wherever y'all live, if y'all live together, that's the address of the cult. The cult of one. Like, I'm your leader, you're my member, and this is the only person. And like, if anybody, like I said, the narcissistic person won't mind being around your friends and family as long as they like them. But as soon as their viewpoint is sullied or soured, they will try to eliminate that person from your life. When I say eliminate, I don't mean send to heaven or hell. I mean eliminate that person's connection to you. Eliminate this person's access to you, because they don't want anybody in their ear, in your ear, that's going to have a negative thing to say about them. If you're not singing my praises, you are damning me. You mean, if you're not singing my praise, you are damning me with a poem or whatever. You mean, so I don't want anybody around you who is not singing my praises, who is not telling you, who is not telling you to stay with me. If people are telling you to leave me, I'm going to make it seem like they're crazy. I'm going to make it seem like they're jealous. I might actually try to make it seem like that person or people are attracted to me, or they are attracted to you. If that's your friend, especially if it's a friend of the opposite or whatever sex you're attracted to, friend of the opposite or same sex, whoever you're attracted to, y'all, they're going to try to eliminate that friend from your space. Like, they just want you. They just want you. See, you will take advice from somebody you want. You know what I mean? And a lot of times, narcissists, also another reason they hate your friends and family or dislike them, is because they're insecure, y'all. Especially if you have friends of the opposite sex or the same sex that they might think are attracted to you. They are insecure that you might, not maybe insecure that you're going to leave them for that person, but insecure that you might value that person more than you value them. Like, that person has a larger role in your life than a narcissist does. And a narcissistic person that you're dealing with probably doesn't like that, y'all. Let's keep it hot. The narcissist in your life doesn't like being second fiddle, third fiddle, second rung, third rung. So if anybody is in your life that they feel like is above them, they're going to lash out, y'all. They're going to lash out. So if you, like I said, this is what I tell people, y'all. If you're going to be in a relationship with a narcissist, don't let them isolate you. Because narcissists want you to, they want to isolate you, y'all. Again, they want you in this cult with them. Like, it's a cult of me and you. They're going to make it feel like, they're going to make it seem like it's an equal, like equal give, equal take, but it's not. Name me, show me a relationship with a narcissist in this, on this planet, that's equal give and equal take. Not even a relationship with two narcissists in it is going to be that way, y'all. So you can have it. If you're in a relationship with a narcissistic person, it can be a very, very uniquely isolating experience. Like, I've heard people tell me, people have said this saying to me before, like, I've never been more alone than when I was in a relationship with a narcissist. And I was like, damn, that's deep right there, because they isolate you. And they, not only do they isolate you, y'all, they don't want to hear your complaints either. So if they've isolated you from your friends and family and you have nobody else to complain to, they don't want to hear it either. that's kind of the mix or the flow that goes along with it. They don't want to hear your complaints either. You know what I mean? So it gets into a lot of these spaces where that narcissistic person wants to isolate you and succeeds in isolating you because you love them and you want this relationship to work, right? And that's why I tell so many people, y'all, you have got to value yourself and your other relationships more than you value this relationship with this toxic narcissistic person, or at least as equal as you value this relationship, or it's never going to work, y'all. You can't live a truly happy life. I've seen so many people lose their, like, I've talked to so many parents and grandparents whose sons and daughters are in relationships with narcissists that they don't have a relationship with anymore. Like, I don't have a relationship with my son anymore because his wife came in the picture and she is ballistically, like, she cheated on him. She cheated on him. I told him to leave her. He told her that. And she said, oh, well, your mom hates me, so I can't be around your mom anymore. So he don't talk to his mama no more. I'm just telling you, it's a wild ass mindset to cut your mama off for a person. For a relationship partner that is treating you badly. You see what I'm saying? It is a wild mindset. It's a wild space to be in. So don't let that person isolate you. And if you have been isolated, y'all, if you're watching this video and you've already been isolated from your friends and family, start to reach out in small, unique, small ways, y'all. Don't try to make a grand re-entrance into their life. try to get back into their life in small ways, like baby steps back into their lives, baby steps reaching it. Be safe. Of course, be safe, because your narcissistic partner is not going to like it. But so, of course, be safe. But start reaching out to y'all. You don't want to be isolated in these spaces, because that narcissist, that's how the narcissist wants you. They want you to live a life of quiet desperation, like where you are desperate for attention, you're desperate for love, and they're not going to give it to you. They want to be the only source so they can neglect you. You see what I'm saying? They don't like your friends and family, because your friends and family can support you. They can be there for you. They can lend an emotional hand. Give you some empathy and compassion and things like that. When a narcissist is coming up short, sometimes they're jealous of your friends and family. Like they don't like your friends and family because they're jealous of your friends and family. Like if your sister has a great relationship with her husband, and I don't like that, and I feel like their relationship is better than ours, I don't want to be around them anymore. Because I feel like I'm coming up short. Again, the insecurities bubble to the surface. If your brother, like I say, if their brother has a good relationship with his wife, I don't want to be around that either. The wife is great, a great person. You know, the husband is great. I'm just telling you, they don't want to be around that either, y'all. Yeah, I'm super sweaty in this car, y'all. It's a little heated and hot. My son has a basketball game, so I'm just like, let me go and record my videos. But like I said, y'all, you have to stay empowered on this journey and don't let yourself get isolated. If you're already isolated, start doing things for yourself, getting out there in public, you know, reconnecting with people. Don't let this be the end for you, don't let this be the end for you. Because narcissistic people, if they can get you, if your family and friends don't like them, then that narcissist wants to match their energy. You know what I mean? They don't want you to have a support system. But anyways, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. Make sure you subscribe to that newsletter so you don't miss out on my kids' book. It's coming out. It's going to be a kids' book that me and my wife co-wrote that is going to be helping, you know, kids in toxic households, kids who come from lack and it's going to be a great book, y'all. Stay tuned for more. Like and subscribe. Mental Illness is out. Peace. What is going on, beautiful people? Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video, watching it all the way through, y'all. If you haven't already, go ahead and hit that subscribe button, y'all. Turn on notifications so you don't miss a video and whatnot, and so we can help reach more people. Like I said in the beginning, the self-love brand is available. I have a self-love journal that's available on Amazon as well to help you rebuild that self-love. Lee Hammack, I Love Me on Amazon and whatnot. Also do one-on-ones over Zoom and such as well, y'all. Like and subscribe for more. Mental Illness is out.